We start our look back in radio history this week, 23 years ago, and LBC makes the news.
It's 9 o'clock. This is Jonathan Staples. LBC has lost its license to broadcast to London. The Radio Authority, which regulates the country's independent radio network, has decided not to renew LBC's franchise for its two frequencies. David Kermode reports.
The decision was made at a meeting of the Radio Authority yesterday, but wasn't announced until this morning. The authority isn't obliged to give a reason for deciding LBC shouldn't keep broadcasting on its two frequencies. LBC's chairman, Dame Shirley Porter, who took over earlier this year, is shocked and saddened. She says London will be the loser.
Memories of this dramatic week in 1993. LBC lost its license, replaced by London News Radio. The stations were due to close in October the following year, and whilst the company itself did change, the LBC brand, of course, was famously to return. Staying with London, and this week, 21 years ago, it's Hello to the Second Heart.
It's 7 o'clock on Tuesday, the 5th of September, 1995. Welcome to London's brand new radio station, Heart 106.2.
Right from the heart of London.
Woo!
Heart 106.2.
Good morning, I'm Lee Simpson.
I'm Karen Noble!
And I'm John Davis.
We are the very overexcited breakfast team on the new Heart 106.2. Oh. The champagne has already popped. And we've got the first song ready, I think.
I think so.
Let's get the radio station started.
Woo!
Heart 106.2 launching in London this week in 1995. And I think it was about 20 minutes into that first hour when Cara Noble was allowed to say her first sentence.
There it is, the first song played on London's new Heart 106.2.
Those fingers.
A trivial
soon.
Pursuit question for the future, I have no doubt. It's 7:05. There are bags of people around the studio. It's chaos.
Poor old Cara. It's 7 years now since Sir Terry announced on air he decided to end his Radio 2 breakfast show.
And many of the listening population have spotted a report that next year I'm going to turn into Chris Evans. I hate to tell you, but it's true. I was hoping to break it to you, my loyal listener, more gently. I wanted to be the first to tell you. It's the least I owe you for endless years and countless hours of morning companionship and friendship and good humour and laughter. And your loyalty and support's been a beacon of love. And this is the hardest thing I've ever done in my broadcasting career, to say goodbye to you in the mornings. But if not this year, when? 5 years? 10? I'd rather leave while we're in love, as the song says.
I'd rather leave while I'm in love.
Terry Wogan this week in 2009. His last breakfast show was to follow 6 months later. 60 years ago this week, good old David Jacobs hosted his first Pick of the Pops.
Hello there. Well, as we've captured the air for the next hour and a bit, we hope we've captured you as well. And this is as good a place as any to remind you how we make up the hit parade on this programme. You know, we take the average of the placings in three leading musical papers. This way, instead of, as is possible, getting three different placings for one record, we get just one. All right, then. Let's on, because there really has been a lot of activity on the parade this week, with this being one of the bumper jumpers.
It was also complex, wasn't it? David Jacobs, who hosted his first Pick of the Pops this week in 1956. 1970 now, and if you live in Bristol, you'll remember the launch of this fine station.
This is BBC Radio Bristol. Here's Frank Gillard, the man who brought local radio to this country.
This is a little moment of history in British broadcasting. BBC Radio Bristol, the first of a new generation of local radio stations, is coming on the air. In one sense, it's a moment of culmination, the climax of years of hope and development. For Bristol can justifiably claim to be a leading pioneer of local broadcasting. Every local programme the station puts out, every item, will be of direct relevance to our community. In every sense, this is to be the Bristol area's own station. So, something important is happening right now. I'm sure that BBC Local Radio is here to stay, that this station will rise to its great opportunities, and that it will serve this community faithfully and well, so that, on anniversaries many years hence, people will listen with appreciation to recordings of this opening day, and say with real interest, well, that's how it all began.
Well, that's how it all began. BBC Bristol launching 46 years ago. It was to be home to Kate Adie, Tony Robinson and Michael Burke too. And I wonder what Frank Gillard would make of today's local radio challenges.
Hello and welcome.
One of the earliest commercial stations to change its name was in Manchester. As most stations split into Gold on AM and Top 40 on FM, Piccadilly kept its old name on AM and launched a new upmarket service on FM.
Welcome to Key 103, the world's newest radio station, broadcasting to you exclusively on 103 FM and bringing you the best in music, not music. Stevie Winwood on Key 103.
Piccadilly changing its name to Key 103 on FM this week in 1988. Music, not music.
Music, not music.
And if Key 103 was to overestimate the appeal of its original choice of format, then this national commercial station was to underestimate its. Classic FM aspired to 2.8 million listeners. It now has double that.
Good morning and welcome to Britain's first national commercial radio station. This is Classic FM. I'm Nick Bailey and this is George Frederick Handel.
This week in 1992, the Birdsong stopped and Classic FM began. 11 transmitters were originally in use, covering about 80% of the country. This week, 23 years ago, Simon Mayo ended his stint on Radio 1 Breakfast. He'd been in the chair for 5 years since that cautious debut.
Simon Mayo. So many people have said, please say hello to me on your first breakfast show. I've said no to everybody. Don't turn everyone down. We will plough through some of them between now and 9:30. Coming up in the next 30 minutes, a look at the new Top 40 as Bruno revealed it yesterday. Also, the first look at some of the brand new features on The Breakfast Show coming up. Right now, it's 7:30, Monday, the 23rd of May.
Radio 1 News.
Here's Rob McKenzie, a South African MP.
Simon Mayo, who ended his time as the sixth presenter of Radio 1 Breakfast this week in 93. Mark Goodyear was to fill in until Steve Wright began. So with Signal officially launching in Stoke 33 years ago this week.
And that makes Signal your first local radio station to broadcast in stereo.
Sarah Kennedy resigning from Radio 2 6 years ago.
It was a weekend that was very, very busy.
Chris Moyle is becoming Radio 1's longest serving breakfast jock 7 years ago.
Anyway, who'd have thought this would be the longest running breakfast show on Radio 1? Not Tony Blackman, that's for sure.
The ill-fated Centre Radio launching in Leicester 35 years ago.
Well, we are new. This is the first day. But our hope is that you'll quickly come to look on us as your own radio station.
And the last Colin Berry newscast on Radio 2 4 years ago.
And that is likely to be it from me. BBC News at 3 minutes past three, our next at four.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio 1.